Scripture reading is Philippians 3:12-14. Not as though I had already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God.
Once again, it's good to see everybody out this morning. It's a snowy day that we had, but we know that we have sunshine in our hearts. That we have the Lord Jesus. That we're in the presence of the Holy God. I pray that your week has went well. That you have been led by the Holy Spirit during the week. And we know that we have a lot to accomplish before the Lord comes. And the Lord wants to use each and every one of us. So I just pray that we are acceptable to His calling each time that He calls. That we don't shrink our duty. And that we are His for eternity. And we know that during this season, Christmas giving and such, we just pray that we have remembered the Lord, our God, and to thank Him for the Lord Jesus Christ. That came the first time as a babe in a manger and will come again as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Let us have prayer. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, yes, we thank Thee that we have ventured out on this wintry mixed morning to come to worship Thee and to praise Thy holy name, that we are in Your presence. We are in the presence of holy angels. And that we have our Holy Spirit with us as a substitute for our Savior, as our Comforter. And we pray, Father, that we allow Him to direct our lives in the direction that He wants us to go. We ask for all of these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As here it's end of another year. Three more days and we'll start a new year. And what will this new year bring to each and every one of us individually and as a church? And have we individually as a church accomplished everything that we started out for in the beginning of the year? We know that we have a lot of questions as this new year comes. Are we looking back over the year so that we can look forward? Are we satisfied with our accomplishments that we have made, especially for the Lord? I know that I've fallen short on many of them, and I've asked for forgiveness, and I know with a surety that I can have that forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ. But what's the near future going to bring us? Is it going to bring us any closer to the day of the Lord? Yes, we know that it is. To that second advent. We know that we need to be prepared for it. We don't need to get ready. We need to be ready each and every day. Will this year bring victory or defeat to each one of us and to the church here in Elmira? We pray that it doesn't. What are the reasons that we have to praise God and to thank Him here at the end of this year? We know that we have two reasons to praise God. One materially and one spiritually for the blessings that He gives to each and every one of us. We look at the misery that has happened this year. The wars, all the disasters that we've had. Not just here in the United States, but around the world. And all the lives lost. And so many for nothing. For no reason at all, really. So, What can happen in the next couple of days that we have that already hasn't happened? And in a certain way, we've been kept from these evils. Yes, they've touched us in certain ways and everything, but we've been kept safe from many of them. But look at the spiritual blessings that we have received. God's pure and clear word that we have to read and to study every day. God's guidance, if we will listen to that guidance. And he has kept us to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe our faith has waned a time or two this past year for things that have happened to us. But we can still have that strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and to continue to know that God will strengthen our faith if we truly rely upon Jesus. And all these blessings that are going to carry us into this new year. And if we go to Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 there, Paul sees the dangers that surrounds the Christian congregations. And let's read that, Colossians chapter 2, 1 through 3. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the fullness, assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Paul here is trying to encourage these people here in Colossae. In these words that he spoke so long ago, they are for us today. And we thank God that in using men of long ago for their words, for the people that were their day, and also for us today, we can receive everything if we truly read these words and believe in them. I'll see that. And in many ways, we're the same type of people that Paul was writing to. People who are struggling, who are afflicted, and who know the dangers, and we know that our own weaknesses. Paul wanted to encourage them, and he did so in word. He wanted to counsel them, wants to stimulate them, want to be comforted in their struggles, in their wisdom, in their pilgrimage that God had given to them. And all this was done in love. And that is the theme of the whole Bible. We know that. For this word of God right here is love. Paul was simply talking here about love for one another. But also in reading Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, we can see that he struggles and prays so that they are knit together in Christ's love. 3:14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. We can have this perfectness to be firmed in Christ's life. And I pray that we do that. We can have through the riches, the full assurance, and the understanding in the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. Christ has been given to us so that we can understand that mystery. To be firmly rooted and bonded in the knowledge in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that we are each and every day. That we continue in our knowledge to that. And through the Holy Spirit calling us, he wants to illuminate us. He wants to sanctify us through the study of God's word. We need to be studying every day. More and more each day. And we're not to use the excuse that we don't have time, because we take time for everything else. For our pleasures. For everything else. So we do have time. We may have to set something else aside to have it. But we do have time to read the Word, and to have communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. But the riches for understanding His Word, the knowledge that it leaves us to have as we study His Word, we can learn so much. And yes, we know that we can have failures, but we can trust in the Word of God no matter what happens to each one of us. And many things have happened to some of us, but we still have that trust through the study of His Word. For the Lord will give us understanding in everything, 2 Timothy 2:7. To have understanding in everything. I'm not sure what that always means. To whether or not we're going to know everything, which we know that that's not possible. But to understand and have learning in the Word of God. There's many places in the Bible that we probably don't understand till this day. And we won't know them until we're with Jesus. But we can understand the things that we need to understand. And God, through the Holy Spirit, gives us understanding through learning His Word, His law, and His gospel, that we are saved by Christ's grace and His grace alone that saves us. Being firmed in the doctrines that we have, so that we will not be deceived by the sermons that say it is by faith and works. Because we know that it is not. No way, it is by faith in Jesus Christ alone that we can gain entrance to the eternal kingdom that will be coming very soon, where the earth will be made new, as we study in our Sabbath school lesson. All things to be made new very shortly. And we can be a part of it if we want to be. It's the knowledge of spiritual things that we need to know. And we find them in Christ, in Him alone. The treasures of wisdom and knowledge. To be able to live in this earth, but not to be a part of it. To have that wisdom and knowledge of Jesus crucified. Of the promises that have been given to us. The Lord came once, He's coming again very shortly. We have that surety to do that. And we can only find these in Jesus Christ. To have this surety, have this knowledge. To know right and wrong. To be comfort of our forgiveness. Peace with God. And the hope of eternal life. And I pray that we do, each one of us this morning, has that hope of eternal life. That will come to each and every one of God's children. And we can only have these things by deepening our study in the Word of God. So I pray that we do that this coming year. Spend more time coming year to read and read. Meditate and meditate. Listen and study with prayer. We know that we have to have prayer. That is the greatest strength that we can have. Besides the Lord Jesus Christ, His prayer, communion with God. And He will listen to us. Many times we think maybe our prayers don't even go any higher in the ceiling. But God has His ear to the ground and He's listening. We know that the Holy Spirit takes our words and changes them into the heavenly language. And then the Lord Jesus presents them to the Father. We know that as Christians, we cannot seek comfort for any human outlet, but many of us do. Jeremiah laments in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." We need to be able to hold that water, that living water that God gives to us through the Jesus Christ. To know and have the knowledge that God's children need to live in this world is hidden in Christ. And we can seek it out by reading His Word in this coming year. Of each doctrine that we have of faith points to the Christian's life hidden in Jesus Christ. And then through these actions and the illumination of the Holy Spirit, we can know to accept it as truth and to trust in it. And that's what this morning, to know it, to accept it as truth, and to trust in the Word of God. I pray that each one of us does that, no matter what happens in each one of our lives. We need to be rooted in Christ's love so that we may be united with each other. Christ's love unites each one of us so that we can work in unity to give the gospel message and do the work that He has commissioned to each and every one of us. It unites our hearts. We know that Christ is the true love. He's firmed in the Christian doctrine, rooted in the Word of God. So we pray that we do that. The next thing would be 2 Peter, if you would turn to 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and good godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Yes, to be able to escape that corruption, to do that. And then Philippians chapter 3, our reading for today, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto these things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Everyone see that there? With all the tragedies and all the heartaches, the destruction that we've had this year, will or can it bring anything worse this coming year? It probably will, because the darkness upon this earth is being darker and darker. Man is coming up with more and more things of evil, and so we know that it will come. We hopefully not around with us where we are involved, but yet it would be, but where we can give encouragement and we can give prayer where it does happen. But to have victory or defeat in 2013, we need to have positive attitudes. We have to have a perfect, firm of mind. We have to have correct reactions to what does come upon each and every one of us during this year. And we know that we can only have that through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our dependence every moment is on Jesus. We know that the value of time is important, but how do we value 1 year or 1 month or 1 week, 1 hour, 1 minute, or even 1 second? How many times do we waste these? Just a minute or an hour or two a day. The Bible often speaks of the brevity of life. It compares life to the weaver's shuttle rapidly going back and forth to the shadow of summer that quickly disappears. I found that someplace. It's not my own writing. But the Bible also teaches us that life is uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. In a moment's notice, we can lose everything, as many of the people did during the Sandy disaster. We can have no assurance in the future except through Jesus Christ. That's our assurance. The Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what happens this next year. Because of the uncertainty, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:7, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear the name of the Lord, don't harden your hearts. And we know that many people do. They've already hardened their hearts. So we just pray that that does not happen to us. But with life's uncertainty, we can take the advantage of that time that we have. God has given us the ability to remember. Told in the fourth commandment to remember. Maybe there's many times that we don't want to remember, but we always try to dwell on the positive sides. But we also dwell upon the negatives and begin to feel sorry for ourselves. An empty nest because our children have left us. Loss of a job. Making ends meet. Very difficulty that many people are having today there. So we have these hard times that we're having. Or even maybe sin has gotten a hard hold on one of us. And now we have that burden of guilt upon our shoulders and upon our minds daily. I pray that that does not happen. But if we do, that we know that we need to go to our knees in repentance to God so that that burden can be lifted. And as I read there, the Apostle Paul said, I forgot about what lies behind. But in many instances, maybe his burden of guilt was his past actions, persecuting the church, using his authority to take the lives of Christians. He tells us, I am the chief of sinners. God, I commit it to you. I seek your forgiveness for all the sins of the past. I look forward to what lies ahead. And I pray that we do, even not knowing the uncertainty of this coming year, that we look forward to what lies ahead, especially as our lives are with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lies with us doing that. One of the things that can be is whether we're going to help Brother Michael with his endeavors to be the Bible worker here in Elmira for this coming year, because we know that he can't do it himself. We have to be involved, or we've wasted his time and our time and God's time. And I pray that that does not happen. But to live the best that we can in this new year, knowing with the surety that Christ is coming soon, that keeps each and every one of us going, I believe. Jesus is coming soon. And we need to be ready for that day, not knowing the day or the hour. The time that we can know, if we read the scriptures and read it truthfully, we know that the time is close and that we need to be ready and do everything that possible that we can ourselves individually be saved, our families can be saved, and each one that God brings to us to be saved so that they might have life with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the new year and for years to come, we need clear priorities. Paul puts it this way, this one thing I do. Paul made tents, he preached sermons, he established churches, he healed the sick, and he wrote letters. He did many different things. He said, the top priority in my life is to press on toward the goal for the prize for which God has called me. And it's the same for us, to press on towards the prize that God has called us to each time. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. And I know that that's true. And so during this Christmas season, the world has been reminded again, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, John 3:16. The love of God offers us the most wonderful gift, and that's the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be one with him. But how have we responded to that gift? And how will we respond to that gift in this coming year? Today's invitation is for all of us that will accept and receive Him as Lord of our lives. We made to make a resolution to read and to listen and to meditate more upon the Word of God. It's a light unto our feet, and we did do everything possible to help other people be interested in God's and gospel message, to bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Should be one of the most wonderful blessings that we can have. But yet in many ways, we may get to heaven and we'll have that crown, and with the stars within that crown, how many we don't know. But we may have one or two that we never expected to have. And I pray that that's the case for each and every one of us. Listen to that gentle knock at the door. The Savior wants to come in and to free us from all the burdens of sin. Do we open the door, or do we ignore that knock? And again, God's invitation is offered to all who will accept and receive Him as Lord of their lives. And I pray that each one of us has this morning here. We know that Jesus came as a baby in a manger, but He also came as a Redeemer. And today He is patiently waiting to walk into this new year with each and every one of us. So I pray that we are ready to be able to walk into the new year with Jesus, and to spend the time we need to each day, but to take each day at a time. We don't have to worry about the whole year, but just take one day at a time in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ, that He may be in our lives daily, that we may listen to that knock and open the door and let Him in. He wants to dwell with us through eternity, and we pray that we will allow Him. Glory be to Him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to Him from generation to generation in the church and in Jesus Christ forever and ever. In His precious name, amen.